4CF Mobile.
Just perspective.
Really just, no, don't help you feel any better in the morning. Watching at those, the whole, you know, Netflix where a little bar goes across and it's like next series or whatever. Man, that thing moves really fast. I think they're just trying to hurry up and get you into the next episode. Don't wait too long and change your mind. KO4 CM.
They're asleep now.
KN4 TFW. Unleaded's going back up. What's going on there? God, I saw diesel 350 something yesterday, and then unleaded's going up like 330, almost 340 a gallon.
Well, when I fueled up the other day.
Over on this side of town's 330 a gallon.
How much cheaper on your side of the town? I saw yesterday was the Sphinx at 101, it was 359.
These fueling stations on this side of town are in some kind of little gas war or something is why they do it.
Maybe.
Went into two convenience stores yesterday, and the drink selection there, the coolers, they were just about bare. Didn't have anything in them. Convenience stores, they don't stock their own shelves anymore. The drink companies come by and do it. So I wonder if that's some of it.
Better wait on the Pepsi or Coke guy to get there to restock the drink shelves if you had some sitting in the back.
But that's the way grocery stores have been since I was in high school. And stock boy, we didn't stock the drinks aisle. It was always the vendor's responsibility.
Never knew that.
So most of the Sphinx are that way. I think the QTs are too. Just strike up a conversation with them when I go in sometimes. Be back shortly. I'm going to run in and grab me a cold drink. KO4 HKX. I'll be clear for now.
I might be back. Might be gone by the time you get back. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. KO4 CES. Cutting the boards, or are you the one that's got to get in the floor and put them in?
Yes, I probably got to put them in. And that is some kind of vinyl. I've never done it. I think you can cut it with a utility knife.
Well, not the same as cutting the boards and laying them down.
Find a couple of tools. I think it's the wrong kind to be putting on that floor because that vinyl really likes it to be a very flat floor with no voids, and that's not going to happen.
And I've got all the concrete backer boards up under mine.
They got a tile floor in ours, and that, you know, it's always cold, even in the summertime. Boy, if you ever drop a glass, man, that sucker goes 20 feet. This weekend, next weekend, I'm going somewhere. So we're either going to help move the daughter or going to North Carolina for Mother's Day.
Looks like it'd probably be a better trip.
Less work, anyway.
Yeah.
Shoot a little bit at the range with my brother-in-law.
You can find me a CZ. I don't remember what model it was. It's a CZ 9mm. And, I've got my eye on one of those. I'm going to pick one up before long.
I got that CZ compact in the 9. I mean, they call it a compact, but she got the all-steel version. But it's heavy, but it holds like 16. Palmetto Arms.
Think about that. I do need to go on their website. I email my or text my cousin. Probably kind of insensitive of me, but I wasn't thinking about it. I didn't want to forget about the pistol. So I'd send him information on what I wanted. He works at Smart Pawn on 221, and see if he can get me one. Because they'll order, you know, guns and pistols and rifles and all that, so I hadn't heard back from him. I hadn't felt like bothering him yet, yet because he's probably still not quite all there after his brother passed.
But if you go to the Palmetto Daily Deals, they had a CZ-75D. That's the one with the decocker. It was an aluminum one, so, you know, it wasn't heavy like Susan's and that. But I think they came off of it about $300.
That's like, check it out, then.
For their like, little email news, you know, sales or whatever. I haven't got an email yet, but another guy at work, he gets one or two a day, and that the other day they had a 45, a 1911 45 on sale for like $280.
I got a Springfield 1911 and 45, so I just wanted something a little more smaller. Not small physically, but just, you know, 9mm actually packs a pretty good punch compared to a 45, which moves a little slower.
Cougar 9's on sale. And that, like I said, they had, you know, some of the more compact versions, but, you know, if I'm going to go with a more compact version, I'm probably going to go with a 380.
32 H&K Mag revolver, but it's decent for carry. I used to carry it on my ankle a long time ago, but I just quit doing it. But now with the new constitutional carry in South Carolina, I figure maybe a little compact 9mm might be the way to go. But I want one that's got the decocker on it. That way you can take the hammer down.
Big is.
I can't do it. I can't have a pistol you can't decock. I don't know. It just drives me crazy.
Two that have decockers, right? The SIG, you push it down and let it up, and the hammer drops slowly. And on the Browning, you flip the little lever, and the hammer just drops really quick. I mean, it'll scare you.
It's scary. That's why, like I said, I used to have a Glock a long time ago, and I hated if you unloaded it and cleared it, the only way to actually decock it was pull the trigger on it, and that would just drive my nerves crazy.
32, you just tip up the barrel and you can take the one out of the chamber.
Figure out something before long, which ain't no big hurry, but you know, they'll keep selling them, so. But it sounds like, I think I've settled on the CZ, whatever it was. I don't remember the version. I'll look it up real quick.
Looking for CZs. The only place we actually found them at, where you could actually touch one, was down there at Dewey's.
Keep them in stock. They have to order.
It had the Shadow or something like that. I asked specific for the compact version, which the compact version isn't very compact.
Yeah, the one I was looking at was like the CZ-PO7, I think is what it shows on it. So I was looking at the 75s, but that other one, it just looked like it would be, I don't know. It doesn't have the steel. It's got the poly or whatever it is, whatever that material is, so something a little bit lighter. But anyway, Ken, I'm pulled up in the parking lot, so I'm going to start my trek on in the plant. You be safe on the rest of your way in, and I guess I'll holler at you maybe when I get off work, which you'll probably be home by then, so we'll see. But you have a good one, and we'll holler at you in the morning. Okay,
Ben, do have a awesome day, and I'll catch you later. Ken4 KFW.
KO4 HKX, I'm back, Ken.
Everybody's scratchy right now.
We're Stranger Brothers, so I'm sitting in a usual spot.
When you cross the river down here, and that it just gets, it's like a low spot, and it just gets real scratchy.
The amount of stuff that's been put up that interferes with the radios.
You'll wash out of a weekend.
And we had plans to start getting the road into the property and the build site.
Probably don't want fresh dirt and rain.
So, put that on hold. So, another 2 weeks to a month before we can do that again. I was looking at the weather. Looks like there's going to be some pretty severe thunderstorms rolling into around the house this weekend.
There'll probably be a few, but look at how severe.
The time of year with it finally warming up, you get that cold and hot air colliding, makes for some good lightning shows.
Be 87 down here today.
Like that. It's supposed to be up close to 90 anyway, which be pretty warm. Jumped that quick. I mean, yesterday it was in the mid-80s, and here it's supposed to be almost 90 today, and earlier this week we were lucky if we were getting out of the 60s.
Right. I had to run out yesterday and get some non-ethanol gas to put in the mix for the weed eater.
Don't buy the pre-mixed stuff. That way it sets a better shelf life.
Yeah, my, we only weed eat ourselves is one spot. And I don't know why you don't get the landscape people to do it. Now, mind you, it's probably, it's a hillside. It's probably 50 foot wide, 200 feet long. But I just don't know why you don't get the contractor to do it.
Cheaper to pay the employees to do that.
The employees really ain't doing it. It's a subcontractor that's in there, and they do mostly pipe work.
Don't know. Who knows then? I'm sure they got some reason for it, but don't mean it's a good one, right?
Right. Said the daughter was up there trying to figure out what Plan C was, and I just can't figure out what she's, you know, what she's waiting on, something to come along, I guess.
Or no. She might be hurt and upset and trying to figure it out and trying to be self-reliant, and sometimes it's better just to ask for help and make it easier on everybody. But when you're in that situation, it's hard to see that.
I really want to come back down here because her lifestyle and our lifestyles don't, you know, they don't mix good.
Kids involved, you don't worry about that. You do what you gotta do.
She'll just be a night owl. The granddaughter and her will stay up all night and sleep all day.
Good. Teaching her bad habits right from the word go.
She's been calling Susan about the time I'm headed home, and she's just now getting up. And she don't work, so I mean, it's like, why are you staying up all night?
I was trying to think of a good reason for that, but I don't know what one is. Whatever she's going to do, she needs to get settled before that baby comes. That way, it makes life a lot easier.
They're like, you know, homeschool the granddaughter, and that she just, I don't know, just don't like the public school or whatever. And that, but I think it's a bad idea, but she don't have enough discipline to do anything. You know, and now you're going to try to homeschool a 5 or 6 year old, you know, when you got a baby.
Sound like a good plan for her or the child. The son doing that move back to Michigan?
I know he's doing all right. He's working for, I don't know, some company that does, I guess, undercoatings or some kind of paint or something, and then he's a safety guy, but he's does a good bit of traveling because they have a bunch of plants and that, but he's, you know, I go to call him or whatever, and then he'll text a picture right now, I'll call you back, you know what I mean, later, but later never happens.
Bad thing about doing that, you got to remember to call whoever back and not get so busy you forget. I've done that a few times in the middle of dealing with customers and send a quick text, hey, I'll call you back, and then forget to call somebody back.
A couple of posts on Facebook. He went to the Detroit Lions, Tigers game, And as I saw the opening game when it was trying to snow flurry, and it looks like he hooked up with some other woman. So I don't know. He just gets, I don't know, bored or insecure or whatever. He's got issues from when he was a kid because he can't get it out of his head that his mom left him.
See that? I got one brother that, he's not with us anymore because of stuff like that. And then I've got one that I don't know what he's doing. He's just out there.
She was physically getting beat up, you know what I mean? So she left it with, you know, basically his parents were, you know, well off and that the kids would be fine. And she got away to get her life straightened out. And once we got together and she did, we got her back.
You screw up kids when they're growing up and them continue that messed up thought process on into their adulthood.
Yeah, it's kind of like with the daughter situation. She don't want the granddaughter to grow up with Annette, like, without a dad, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, yeah, but if you're always screaming and yelling and fighting and everything, what the heck are you teaching her? All she knows is she's supposed to scream and yell.
For HKX, I know what you mean. It's the way my parents were. All they did was scream and yell at each other and fight and argue and amongst other things. It's a conscious effort on my part not to do that.
It's like, you know, if the granddaughter's all the way upstairs at the other end of the house, you know, she won't go get her, so just scream it for her to come or something, you know, and it's like, man, I just can't stand that.
That I never have been one for screaming in the house. I can't stand that. Even as kids playing and this, that, and the other, and they get that loud, go outside if you're going to do that. House is meant to be quiet.
If the other three grandkids over at the same time, it's like, man, it's just terrible. After they leave, Susan will say, you hear that? It's like, yeah, we don't hear nothing. It's real quiet.
Kids are going to be kids. You got to have tolerate a certain part of it, amount of it. But it's definitely quiet around my house anymore. It seems like it's just me. My son, my wife is going door dashing with my son of the evening. So I get home and it's just me. It's nice and quiet. No dog, no nobody.
Not a radio time.
But I usually end up sitting down and about falling asleep from the day, so I have to fight that off.
Well, I made it to the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Hope your day goes well there in Greer, and be safe, and I'll probably try to catch you this afternoon, KN4 TFW.
Have a good day. I'm going to say 7-3 also, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon, KO4 HKX. Clear.